glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today's lesson will be based upon the words of Jesus from his Sermon on the Mount. We will read what Jesus said about our judgment of others and how we can find help in dealing with our needs in life. We hope you will share in our message today.
God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh,
holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
It's hard to believe we can be spiritually well,
so that we might become his righteousness.
The loving God tasted the essence of hell,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh,
holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
God in the flesh lived as a man,
will of the Father fulfilling his plan.
Jesus condemned, taking our place.
Now we are in him and we'll see his face.
God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
I'm going to become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
We
might become his righteousness.
We
might become his righteousness.
As we announced, we are continuing with our study from the Sermon on the Mount. We begin with chapter 7. If you've been following along with our study, we are gleaning the principles that Jesus taught to all disciples. He is teaching us how to live. Jesus calls his disciples to live in a certain way. Our study is revealing his teachings and principles that apply to us who seek to follow him today. The first section of study for today will be the first 6 verses of chapter 7. Here are his words. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Jesus is preventing problems for us by teaching us not to judge others. Some have taken what Jesus says in this text and made the claim that it is wrong to ever judge anyone for anything, anytime. And that is not what the Lord is teaching. In fact, there are many places in the New Testament that instruct Christians to make righteous judgments regarding the actions of others. So, what the Lord is instructing in is primarily in regards to Christians judging other Christians. We take note of the fact that in his illustration is that of dealing with the faults of our brothers. And so it seems the emphasis would be upon our attitude toward a fellow Christian. It isn't difficult to find fault. Since we are all sinners, sins and faults can be found in others. What Jesus forbids in this text is one Christian condemning his brother. It is about having a judgmental, critical, and condemning attitude. When we see a brother sinning, the Scripture teaches us that we should go help our brother deal with his sin. It is an obligation. Jesus prevents us from pointing out someone else's sin so that we would expose their sin to others. Jesus instructs us to take a careful look at ourselves before we deal with our brother's sins. Once we have honestly dealt with our own sinfulness, then we can help our brother with his. This same attitude should stretch beyond the borders of Christian brotherhood. It isn't the Christian's place to pass judgment, but rather to share the light of God in the world to lost sinners. Jesus knew that there would be many who would not accept his love and grace. The gospel is the most sacred of all messages for mankind. We must be careful to handle the sacred truths entrusted to us. The next section of the Lord's sermon, I think, helps us to deal with the very things he has just taught. Obviously, it is not easy to accomplish what the Lord teaches regarding judgments and the handling of the gospel in an ungodly world. But let's continue reading how the Lord will help us from Matthew 7. We hear more from Jesus. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. The Lord our God is ready and willing to help us. If we will ask, seek, and knock, our needs will be met by the Lord. Jesus is teaching that we should trust our Heavenly Father, and in trusting him, we will come to rely upon him. The Father knows how to give what is good to his children. So if we need help in dealing with our attitudes and our relationships with others, we should seek God by asking and seeking his guidance. By going to God for help, unlimited resources will be found. The final statement that Jesus makes in our study today is known as the Golden Rule. Do to others what you would have them do to you. It is far easier to do to others what they are doing to you. But Jesus calls his disciples to take the initiative and turn things in an opposite direction. His way is to let truth and righteousness rule our hearts and our words and behaviors. It is golden to have this one rule our hearts and our lives.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the
on me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.